This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India and New Zealand have strengthened ties with key agreements in defence and trade. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi yesterday. India and New Zealand have signed 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged authorised economic mutual recognition agreement. In a joint press statement following the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said the two countries have decided to strengthen and institutionalise the defence and security partnership. He said the two countries have also decided to launch the negotiations on a free trade agreement to boost mutual trade and investment.
दोनों देशों के बीच एक परस्पर लाभकारी फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट पर नेगोशिएशंस शुरू करने का निर्णय लिया गया है। इससे आपसी व्यापार और निवेश के पोटेंशियल को बढ़ावा मिलेगा।
न्यूजीलैंड हैज जॉइंड द इंडो-पैसिफिक ओशियंस इनिशिएटिव एंड हैज बिकम अ मेंबर ऑफ द कोलिशन फॉर डिजास्टर रेजिलिएंट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर। Prime Minister Modi asserted that India and New Zealand will continue to cooperate against terrorism, separatism and radical elements. In his statement, Prime Minister Luxon said New Zealand will increase its diplomatic presence in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon jointly inaugurated 10th edition of Raisana Dialogue in New Delhi last evening. In his keynote address, Mr. Luxon said India and New Zealand are fortunate to be part of the world's most economically dynamic region. The New Zealand Prime Minister said Raisana Dialogue is a forum that provides an annual opportunity for thought leaders from across the world to focus their collective minds on the contemporary strategic challenges being navigated right in the Indian Ocean. The theme of this year's Raisana Dialogue is Kala Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a meeting with the US Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the two leaders reviewed defence cooperation and intelligence sharing. Both leaders emphasized that strategic security remains a vital pillar of the comprehensive global strategic cooperation between the two nations. Mr. Singh and Ms. Gabbard reviewed the significant strides made in the areas of military exercises, strategic cooperation and information sharing cooperation, especially in the maritime domain, between India and the US. The Lok Sabha took up discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2025-26 yesterday. Initiating the discussion, Varsha Gaikwad of Congress questioned the government over passengers' amenities in railways and rail accidents in the country. The Congress leader attacked the centre over the recent stampede incident at New Delhi Railway Station. She accused the government of conspiring to privatise the Indian Railways. Janardhan Singh Sigrival of BJP said the union budget has made an allocation of 2,65,000 crore rupees to strengthen infrastructure and modernization of railways as well as for safety and security of passengers. He said the government has plans to run 100 new Amrit Bharat trains, 50 Namo Bharat trains and 200 Vande Bharat trains in the country. The BJP MP said over 3,000 kilometers rail track has been electrified in the state since 2014. The discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the House was adjourned to meet at 11 a.m. today. Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman launched a dedicated mobile app for the Prime Minister's internship scheme in New Delhi yesterday. The app provides various facilities including intuitive interface with a clean design and effortless navigation, easy registration through Aadhaar face authentication and real-time alerts to keep candidates abreast of new updates. The 9th edition of India-Australia Defence Policy Talks was held in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Ministry of Defence in a statement said that during the meeting, both sides welcomed sustained progress in bilateral defence cooperation, including the growing frequency and complexity of defence exercises and exchanges. In Manipur, a curfew has been imposed in Churachandpur district after a protest march turned into clashes between two communities yesterday. The Kabaddi World Cup 2025 kicked off in the United Kingdom last evening. India began the campaign on a winning note, defeating Italy 64-22 in men's category at Wolverhampton. In the women's event, India will take on Wales today at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time at Wolverhampton. And that is the end of this news bulletin.